You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. The Prime Minister's wife, Sara Netanyahu, was indicted on Thursday along with Ezra Sidoff, a former Deputy Director General of the Prime Minister's office, with fraud and breach of trust. The two are accused of fraudulently charging 359,000 shekels in gourmet meals to the state's expense between 2010 and 2013, violating laws that ban the ordering of prepared food when a chef is already employed at the official residence. Ms. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing in the case. Prime Minister Netanyahu on Friday said the indictment filed against his wife was a new height of absurdity. The lawyers defending Netanyahu's claimed that the Knesset Finance Committee did not approve the regulations that underpin the indictment. They said the committee had ruled that all of the expenses of the Prime Minister and his family should be paid for by the state, similar to the policy in the President's official residence. The Prime Minister wrote on Friday, 5 days before I entered office in 2009, three unauthorized clerks set a special procedure, but they didn't get the legally required authorization from the Knesset Finance Committee, so this is an illegal procedure. An indictment based on an illegal procedure will not hold water. Attorney General Mandelblit notified the Prime Minister's wife of the state's intentions to file charges several months ago. Negotiations for her to return a portion of the diverted money and confess to the charges in exchange for avoiding prosecution broke down when the Prime Minister's wife refused to pay the sums requested by the prosecutors. The Jewish Agency's nominating committee said on Thursday that it would recommend opposition leader Isaac Herzog as the agency's new leader, despite strong opposition from the Prime Minister, who had pressured committee members to consider Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz for the role. Herzog has accepted the nomination and will begin his role on August 1st. Natan Sharansky is to step down as head of the Jewish Agency next month after 9 years in the position. Herzog's appointment leaves open the question of who will step up as leader of the opposition, with Shelly Yakimovich favoured by Labour Party leader Avi Gabay. 1,000 Palestinians took part in clashes on the border with the Gaza Strip for a 13th consecutive week on Friday, with about 200 injured. Two grenades were thrown towards Israeli troops at the border fence near Kibbutz Nahal Oz. No soldiers were injured. 10 fires broke out in the Gaza periphery during the day as a result of flaming balloons and kites sent into Israel from Gaza. All the blazes were extinguished. In recent days, the military has attempted to force Hamas to rein in the aerial arsonists by carrying out airstrikes on the organization's positions in response to kite and balloon attacks, and by shooting warning shots at those preparing the kite. Over 500 Palestinian protesters gathered in Ramallah in the West Bank yesterday to demand the lifting of sanctions imposed by the Palestinian Authority on the Gaza Strip. The PA's refusal to pay salaries in Gaza has added to the humanitarian crisis there. Top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat yesterday accused US President Donald Trump's peace team of senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner, along with Jason Greenblatt, of working to topple the Palestinian Authority. The American envoys were wrapping up a visit to the region aimed to push the Trump administration's peace plan and enlist humanitarian aid for the Gaza Strip. The two met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu following meetings earlier in the week with leaders of Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Egypt. Mahmoud Abbas's Palestinian Authority refused to meet with the team, having boycotted the Trump administration since December. A court on Tuesday threw out a confession given by a teenage accomplice accused of involvement in the deadly 2015 firebombing of a Palestinian home in the town of Douma, saying that the statement had been given under duress. However, a confession given by the primary suspect, Amiram Ben Uliel, was cleared for use after judges determined that enough time had passed between when he was tortured and when he admitted to the crime. The firebombing of the Dawabsha family home on July 31, 2015, killed toddler Ali Saad Dawabsha and parents Riham and Saad Dawabsha. Another son, Ahmed Dawabsha, who was 5 at the time, underwent months of treatment for severe burns sustained in the attack. The court decision is significant in many ways. The Shin Bet has consistently denied that its interrogation methods include torture. In its decision, the court stated that interrogators are forbidden from using methods such as shaking, tying, and sleep deprivation. However, the panel ruled that an interrogator prosecuted for torture could claim that he did so in order to save lives and therefore would be exempted from criminal liability. The chief suspect in this case has been accused of plotting other attacks on Arab civilians. As members of the Dabwabcheh family exited the courtroom in Lod, a group of young far-right activists and extremists began chanting Ali on the grill, referring to the infant who was burned to death in the attack. The boy's grandfather, Hussein, walked by without responding. Hundreds of Muslim volunteers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound on the Temple Mount illegally disturbed and removed archaeologically rich earth and ancient stones during a communal cleanup project in the final days of Ramadan last week. Zahi Dvira, on behalf of the Committee to Prevent the Destruction of Antiquities on the Temple Mount, said video footage of the multi-day project at the contested holy site shows volunteers with shovels and rakes shifting and removing portions of mounds on the eastern side of the compound made up of earth dumped by the Muslim Waqf custodians during unauthorized excavations since the early 2000s. Due to the highly sensitive nature of the site, archaeologists have never been permitted by Israeli and Muslim authorities to examine the soil in the mounds, and it is unknown what treasures, if any, may be found in the estimated 112 truckloads of dirt there. Dabira claims that the cleanup was an attempt to wipe out evidence of the pre-Muslim use of the site. A Palestinian driver hit three IDF soldiers with his vehicle near the settlement of Beitar Elite last night and then fled into the nearby village of Husan in what the IDF suspects was a terror attack. The two female soldiers and one male soldier were on a foot patrol in Husan and were slightly hurt. They received initial treatment on the scene and then were evacuated to the hospital. Security forces were called to the scene and were searching for the driver. Culture and Sports Minister Miri Regev appeared to take a shot at Argentina on Friday following its defeat to Croatia at the World Cup a day earlier. Regev wrote on Facebook, "What goes around comes around." The statement was accompanied by a winking emoji. She is not alone in Israel in asking whether Messi's failure to shine at the World Cup had anything to do with his failure to play a warm-up game in Jerusalem and, of course, to say a prayer at the Kotel. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.